Why do some people get absolutely hammered by COVID-19 while others barely get sick? Strange question, maybe, but here's one that's even weirder. What if the air you're breathing is actually making you more vulnerable to infection? A Nature Communications paper from March 2026 has some fascinating answers. Researchers used computational biology to dig into something we've long suspected, that PM2.5. Those fine particles you see in air quality reports could be setting your body up for worse COVID outcomes. But they didn't just find a correlation. They cracked open the mechanism. PM2.5 and respiratory disease risk? We've known about that for years. Same with the fact that COVID-19 hits different people wildly differently. What's been missing is the mechanical connection. That's why this team went big. They combined transcriptomics with epidemiological data, GWAS studies, and functional genomics validation. Throw in AI-guided analysis of single-cell transcriptomics datasets, which are massive, and you've got a powerful approach. Here's what happened. They examined cells exposed to PM2.5, cells infected with SARS-CoV-2, and asked the crucial question, do the same genes light up or shut down in both scenarios? Yes, they found matching patterns, a molecular overlap, basically. Interestingly, this shows PM2.5 doesn't just create generalized inflammation. It's specifically priming cells to let the virus in more easily. Then they dug deeper. Which genes are behind these overlapping signatures? Which ones actually matter for how the virus enters and replicates? That's where NPC1 showed up. NPC1 probably means nothing to you unless you're deep in the literature, but it's crucial. It's a protein that handles cholesterol metabolism. And more importantly, it's part of the endolysosomal machinery viruses hijack to get inside cells. The finding? PM2.5 messes with NPC1 expression in ways that make cells more welcoming to SARS-CoV-2. They confirmed this computationally through GWAS data, searching for genetic variants tied to severity. Then came the wet lab work. Grow cells in vitro, hit them with PM2.5, infect them with the virus, measure how efficiently it spreads. When they tracked NPC1 levels, the picture came together. PM2.5 tweaks NPC1 in a way that smooths the virus's path inside. What stands out is the elegance of the mechanism, PM2.5 alters the endolysosomal pathway through NPC1 changes, making it easier for the virus to enter and establish infection. It's not just inflammation. It's specific. It's targetable. So what does this actually mean? On the surface, it explains a puzzle we've been sitting with. People in polluted areas tend to have worse COVID outcomes. Why? Not just because they're inflamed or generally immunocompromised. Pollution is actively rewriting a specific pathway the virus exploits. That's information you can actually do something with. Practically speaking, air quality matters, obvious enough, but now you've got a concrete molecular reason to care, specifically for respiratory virus susceptibility. This isn't just general health. It's about what you're vulnerable to during the next outbreak. Living in a high pollution zone means you're at genuine higher risk for severe COVID or possibly other respiratory viruses that use the same entry tricks. Then there's the therapeutic angle. If NPC1-mediated endolysosomal trafficking is the weak point, that's something to target. Imagine drugs or treatments that either protect NPC1 from PM2.5 damage or compensate for it. We don't have that yet, but this research hands you the roadmap. What I really respect about this work is how they wove different methods together. Not just transcriptomics. Not just GWAS. They married computational biology with bench work. And they used AI to navigate those massive single-cell datasets, probably catching subtle signals that traditional approaches would have buried in noise. That's where science lives now, combining data types and computation to find mechanisms that no single technique could reveal. The bottom line, air pollution and serious COVID aren't just correlated epidemiologically. They're connected at the molecular level. That connection runs through a specific pathway, NPC1-mediated endolysosomal trafficking, that you could realistically target with drugs or prevent through environmental work. This is one of those papers where the computational story and real-world health outcomes tell the same story. It's rigorous, and it matters. Published March 2026 in Nature Communications. If environmental health, infectious disease, and genomics interest you, read this one. The researchers essentially mapped out why location and air quality shape pandemic outcomes. In a world where we're still dealing with novel viruses, and probably will be, that's timely work.